We'll do the 15th Maimer, Maimorim Ulukotim Chelik Gimel. This is the Maimer of Shabbos Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. The Rebbe said there was Vayakel Pekudei Mechuborim, and there was Parshas HaChodesh, and this was on the 25th day of Adar, Chof Hei Adar, Tovshin Lamed Hei. It says in the note over here that later on they published this Maimer came out as an independent, separate booklet in the 25th of Adar, Tovshin Nun. This was in honor towards the Thursday, the portion of Vayakel Pekudei, which was the 25th day of Adar in Tavshin Nun, and that was the birthday of the Rebbetzin, Harabonis Sitkonis, Moriz Chaim Mushkin, Neshmo Seyed, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu, and the date over there is Moitzi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas, Poro Chof Aleph Adar, Shnas Tavshin Nun. So this was later on published then, and we'll do the Maimer inside. Shabbos Parshas Yaakov, Pekudet Parshas, Achodesh Chofei Oder, Hei Tovshin Lamed Hei. Achodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Goymer. So this is the Parsha we learn from Parshas Achodesh. We start in Parshas Boi when it says, Achodesh Hazel Lochem, this month, talking about the month in which the Yidden were going out from Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this month to you, for the Yidden, it should be Rosh Chodoshim, it should be the beginning, the first of the month that followed. This is Chodesh Rishon, then comes Iyar, Chodesh Hasheni, and Sivan Shlishi, etc. So Ve'isa B'Medrash. So we find in the Medrash, and this Medrash is Huva B'Pirush Rashi, Rosh Parshas Breishis, has been brought down in Rashi's commentary in the beginning of Breishis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, Lo Yehoyo Tzorich Lahaskil Es HaToyro, Elom Achodesh Hazel Lochem Chulu. That really, Rashi says, quotes Rabbi Yitzchok as saying, the Torah should not have started only from this pasuk in Parshas Boi, Achodesh Hazel Lochem Chulu. Because that's where really the Torah really begins. Umatam Basach Bebreishis. So what is the reason that it starts with the creation of the world, the whole Breishis? Because Hashem revealed, told to His people the power of His actions, that Hashem created the whole world, and that's why He gave them the inheritance of the nations, so that the Yidden get to inherit the land that was the land of Canaan and make it into Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi quotes the whole statement of Rabbi Yitzchok in the beginning. But the Rebbe wants to bring out the fact that we say here that the Torah should have started in a certain sense, that's actually where the Torah started, especially using this lashon, lo yehoyo tzorich elo, means that in a certain level, in an inner level, as the Rebbe will explain, the Torah taka begins with HaChodesh Hazeh. Yes, in a revealed way, the Torah starts with Bereshis Bara Elokim, but in a pnimistic way, it also starts with Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. It starts from Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. V'apiyo Yedua, the Rebbe says, based on what we know, was underknown. Shagam Shaila Bat Torah Hi Torah. Even if there is a question in Torah, that too is also Torah. It's not like if a person will learn the question of Torah, was limud haTorah, he will make a brichas haTorah. So that is part of Torah. Torah's emes, which is, Torah means it's a true Torah. So if it's only a svara, it's only a kasalka daitoch, it's only a question, so how is that true? No, we're saying that this is true as well. So, yesh loymar, so therefore the Rebbe said, we can say, zeh she'isa b'medrash. So the fact that it says in the Medrash, which is Torah Semes, true Torah, Shaschol lebetoyda hoyo tzarich liyaz b'chodesh hazeh lochem, that the Torah should have started with HaChodesh hazeh lochem. That's the question. And it's not only in a normal question, why doesn't it stop with HaChodesh hazeh? But if you look in the way of the language, it seems a lot more assertive that this is actually the case. Ubefrat shelashon ha-medrashu, especially the language of the Medrash is loy hoyo tzorich lahaskil haTorah elo, not needed to begin, but machodesh hazeh lochem. In other words, we're saying very strongly that the Torah should not have started with anything else, but started only from Chodesh Elohim. The Lashon Loi Chulu Elod, when we say Loi Elod, should not have but, Shehuli Moira Shuli Kuva, shows that this is even to hold back, which means it has to be so. So therefore we can say that the Hugama Libra de Emes, that is actually according to the truth, that the Torah does start with HaChodesh HaZelochem. Shehatoyra Maschalas BaHachodesh HaZelochem. The Torah does begin with HaChodesh HaZelochem. Okameshekosuv Admur Mar Rashab Nishmosei B'mamori Dibur HaMaschal Zeh as the Rebbe Rashab Nishmosein writes in the Maimer, which opens with this opening HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim, Shaparshas HaChodesh Hiikir Hascholas HaTorah, that the portion of HaChodesh is the main beginning of the Torah. This is talk at the beginning of the Torah. How could you say this is the beginning of the Torah when we know the Torah starts with Bereishis Bara? Elo she'inyan zeh shaHaTorah Mascheles BaChodesh HaZelochem, this idea that the Torah begins with HaChodesh HaZelochem, who bepnimius, that's in the inner, ubegilui, but in openly, in the revealed way, Ascholos HaTorah BeBereishis Bara, the beginning of the Torah is with Bereishis Bara. So we have the beginning of Torah as it's revealed is Bereishis Bara, but Bepnimius the Torah begins with HaChodesh HaZelochem. And the Rebbe wants to associate this with the two opinions when the world was created, in Nisan or in Tishrei. So Bipnimius, the Rebbe is going to argue how to straighten out the opinions. Bipnimius, that in the world was created in Nisan, the HaChodesh HaZelochem. In Gilui, the world was created in Tishrei, Bereishis Bara Likim. Yes, Lekasher Zeh. So we can tie this Api HaYedua B'Tivuch Beis HaDeyes B'Zman HaBriya. It's known, how do we reconcile? We have the two opinions when the world was created. So the reconciliation of these two opinions we can tie and connect it to where the Torah starts, whether it starts with Bereishis Bara HaChodesh HaZelochem. What are the two opinions that we're reconciling over here? We have the Das Rabbi Lezer, the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Shebet Tishrei. He says in Tishrei, Chof Hei Elul, which is the 25th of Elul, Nivra HaOilom. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu, that means that Adam HaRishon was born. That means that Adam HaRishon was born on the 25th day. He was born on the 25th day of Tishrei, of Elul, because Adam HaRishon was born 6 days before the Bries HaOlam. So if the world was, Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei, so Rabbi Lezer says that the world, that was the first day of Tishrei is when Adam HaRishon was born. So that means that the world itself, which was born on this, Adam was born 6 days after the creation of the world. So is Das Rav Lez Shebetishrei Chov Nivra Olam, and how do we reconcile it also with Vidas Rabbi Yeshua, with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua Shebech Nisan, that in Nisan, which would be Chov Hei Oder, on the 25th day of Oder Nivra Ha'ilam, the world was created, because again, 6 days before Adam HaRishon was born. Adam was born on the sixth day, which according to Rabbi Yeshua was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Nisan. So that means that Adam HaRishon was born, that means that the world was created on the 25th day of Adar. So how do we reconcile, according to those opinions, how do we reconcile these two opinions? So we explain Shabriya Bepoyel Hoyso B'Tishrei. So that's how we explain it, that the actual creation took place in Tishrei. When we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, that's when the world was created. The 25th day of Elul, and Adam was created on the Antishav. Machshava livrei ha'olam, but the thought, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is talking about the thought when Hashem thought to create the world, livrei ha'olam, ha'isa bin Nisa. That was in Nisa. And therefore it was Chafei Oder that the world was created according to Rabbi Yeshua in thought. So now we're going to connect it. So what is the Machshove versus the Machshove versus the actual creation, thinking about creating versus the actual creating? It's known Shamachshove Apnimis Hakavona Vatachlis Shel Ha'asiyu Shel Achara Machshove, which means the thought is the inner, is the intent and the goal. That's the pnimius. Machshov is the pnimius of the action shalachra machshov that follows the machshov. That means that what was created on Tishrei in Poel Mamish, in Dasir, in Poel Mamish, the pnimius of it, the machshov of it was in Nisab. Nimtso. So it turns out, Shabriye bepoil shahoysov betishrei. So it turns out that the actual creation that took place on Tishrei, he hachitzoni is the abriya. That's the external abriya. Opnimi is abriya hoysa benison, and the inner of creation was on the month of Nisan. Val derech ze, and also similar to this, ubenegeya lahascholas hatoira, is as it relates to the beginning of the Torah. So we're saying that Tishrei is the chitzonius and Nisan is the pnimius. So the same thing is with the Torah. The Torah begins Bereishis Bara, which is Habriya Bepoyel Shohoysa B'Tishrei. That is the actual creation that took place on Tishrei, who be chitzonius. That's the external. Avol B'Pnimius, but in the inner, Hascholas haTorah hi achidesh hazel lochem. Where does Torah really start? Inner. That's Shekoyel Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that goes on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Meaning that the Torah really begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is how we're saying when they said Lehoye Tzorich lahaschem achidesh hazel lochem, because Bipnimius begins in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Rebbe is going to explain now in the Maimer this idea that we're saying that Bipnimius, it starts with HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The Torah starts with that in the pnimistic way. That's the beginning of the Torah. And that's the pnimius of the creation of the world as well. As we reconcile Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that the pnimius of the world is on Nisan. Base. Yuvon Zeh Bahagdim. So we'll understand this by introducing Achiluk, the difference between Tishrei and Nisan, Kama in Yonim. The Achiluk between Tishrei and Nisan, Kama in Yonim. So first the Rebbe wants to introduce that we find in several aspects how Tishrei differs, the month of Tishrei differs from the month of Nisan. And there's many things. Umehem, the Rebbe is going to enumerate some of them. The Hamshocha B'Tishrei Hi Al Yidei Yisaruso Deletato. What we draw down, what we bring down during the Tishrei, comes through the work and the arousal from below, the input and the awakening from below. That's how we draw down the things from above. The Hamshocha B'Nisan, but what's drawn down in the month of Nisan, Himil Milo, that comes from above, which is Isarusa del Eilu Mitzad Atzma. It's an arousal of above on its own without being influenced or brought about through the Isarusa del Tata. You give him a Milo. Which also explains that the Zeu Shebirchas HaGeshem Hi Bishminas Atzeres, on the blessing for Geshem, we do Ashmina Atzeres, which is during Tishrei. Rain is something that you need to bring down. It doesn't always come down. So Ashmini Atzeres and Tishrei, we ask for rain. Ubirchas Tal, but the blessing for dew for Tal he be Pesach. That's on Pesach, which is Nisan. Dew you don't have to pray for. It comes all the time. Lo Metza Kigeshem Hu Hamshocha Al De Yisarusa Delatato. Geshem, rain comes. It's drawn down through the arousal from below. And Tal goes down, descends from above on its own. You don't have to ask for it. It comes. It doesn't. Similar to what the Rebbe just said, that in Tishrei, the Hamshachas comes by asking for it, but the Isarusa de Latato. But in Nisan, it comes on its own. Then there's additional difference between Nisan and Tishrei. Na chayis shenimshich b'reish hashona Tishrei al kol hashona hubigvul umido. The vitality, the energy that we bring down that's extended on Reish Hashanah, which is Tishrei, for the entire year, hubigvul umido. It's a limited and a measured energy that comes down. Generally speaking, we're talking here, the chayis on Tishrei, what comes down is that energy that is dressed up in the created being, in their inner, what they have in their inside, which is measured and limited. That is the root for the conduct of nature. That's Tishrei. And the fact that Nisan becomes the head of the month, so it means that it also the Rosh is Mamshech, just like on Tishrei we have, but it's the Rosh for Hanoga Nisis. And the fact that Nisan is the beginning of the month, because it's not just it is the first of the month, but it's the beginning, the head of the month, which means it's Mamshech to the whole year. The first month, the head month, meaning it's mamshich to the whole year, and that's with regards to Hanoga Nisis. V'zeh shemen Nisan, v'zeh shenisno reshchayor reshchadoshim, that it's the head of the month. V'zeh shenikra b'shem reshchadoshim, why do we call the reshchadoshim? Who? Lifi shemimenu nimshech chayis l'kol hachadoshim. Because from Rosh, from the month of Nisan, the energy comes down for all the month. Which is why we called it Roish, because Bedugmas Roish Kipshutai, that is similar. What is the head? Shememenu Nimshachais L'chol Evrei HaGuf. From the head extends energy, vitality to all the limbs of the body. So that is what the Roish Chodoshim we call it. So that it means that it gives the Chai. What Chayis does Roish Chodoshim Nisan give to the world? Hu B'negeil Hamshachas Oir HaBligvul. That is as it connects to drawing down the light of unlimited, shalamayla ma'ilumas, which is higher than the world, which is hashoyrish and hogan nisis shalamayla ma'ateva. That's the root of the miraculous conduct, which is beyond, higher than nature. So Tishrei is the conduct, the of teva, nature, pnimius, in the inner, limited and measured, and Nisan is the Amshocha from the Hanhoga Nisis, which is higher than Tem. So now we understand. So the creation, because Tishrei is connected to nature, so the world creation, because this was a natural, this is the teva, hishtalshlus. That why creation of the world was betishle. V'itzis Mitzrayim hoitzu b'nisan, and the exodus of Egypt, which was miraculous, was in Nisan. Kibriyas ha'oilom huzeh shenivra ha'oilom modud umugbol api chukei ha'teva. Because the creation of the world is the fact that the world is been created, measured, and limited based on the nature, the laws of nature. Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the exodus of Egypt, hi hayitzia ma'amitzorim v'agbolas doylum. That's actually going out. Yitzias Mitzrayim, going out of limitations. That's yitzia going out ma'amitzorim v'agbolas, from the limitations and the boundaries, the oylam of world, alidei gilui oyr habligvul shalomaylam oylamis, by the revealing of the light of bligvul, which is higher than oylamis. So on Tishrei we have the revealing of the light of teva, of nature, which is limited. On Nisan we have yitzias mitzrayim, which is the level of nes, the level of nisim beyond nature, going out of nature. And this is connected, the Rebbe says, to the fact that we can say that the avodah of Tishrei is isarusu de latata, like we said, is like the geshem, that isarusu de latata, something which comes because isarusu de latata is measured and limited, but something that comes from mile is not measured. V'yashloima d'shnei yonim elu, these two ideas, nature and Nes, Teva and Nes, is associated also with the other Inyan, the idea of Isarus del Tato and Isarus del Eilo. These two differences that the Rebbe made between Nisan and Tishrei, of Geshem and Tal, and the measured Teva and Nes, are associated. Luim Zebazem. When we are drawn down, Amshocha, that comes through the Razzle below, which is Avodas HaNivroim, which is the service of the created being, that is measured and that's limited according to the way of the Mata. So the Mata who brings about that Hamshoche, Yisrusu de Letato, what kind of Hamshoche does he bring down? A limited, a measured one. Nature. B'Hamshoche Habo, Ayde Yisrusu de Le'elo Mitzad Atzma. But the Hamshoche that comes through the arousal of above, that comes on its own, not through the Mato, he kif Oifan Hamayla, that's like it is above. Oifaness. Okay, so now the Rebbe says, but here we said before that Bipnimius, the world was created. The Machshava was in Nisan, but Nisan is higher than nature. That's not the limited measure, that's nature, Teva. Why would the Machshove in Nisan, the Pnimius, be in the month, Machshove be in the month of Nisan, which Nisan is miraculous, and this is creation of the world which is limited. So based on this, we need to understand, why the thought to create the world was in the month of Nisan. What is the connection of creation of world, which is measured and limited? Yes, we're talking about b'machshove, but still, we're creating a world which is measured and limited. L'Nisan, to the month of Nisan, gilu oyr habligvul, the revelation of the light of the bligvul. The Rebbe is going to explain that even in the measure there lays the higher madrega, and that's why it's also in the Chodesh HaZalachem, as the Rebbe will go on to explain further in the mind. But first, the Rebbe also brings down that there's a similar machloikas from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua as far as the time of the future redemption. So we hear over here, we were discussing that according to the Rabbi Lezer, the world was created on Tishrei, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, on Nisan. And they have a similar machloikis. When will the future redemption be? So, The Rabbi Lezer Sfirulei Vinei Vaplukta, the Rabbi Lezer Verevi Yeshua, the Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer Verevi Yeshua, Higam Benei Geya Lahazman, the Geula Hasida. There's also with regards to the time of the future redemption, when the future redemption will be. The Rabbi Lezer Sfirulei de Benisan Nigalu, Ubetishrei Hasidim Ligoel. He holds that Take, the redemption took place on the month of Nisan, but the future redemption in Tishrei, that's when the Geula is going to come. If Mashiach will come, the redemption will be in the month of Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Svirulei, but Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand, he holds the Benisan Nigalu u Benisan Asidin Ligoil, that they were redeemed then, the Geula was in Pesach, in the month of Nisan, and also Benisan Asin Ligo, the future redemption will be in Nisan. Umevayir at Tzemach Tzedek, explains that Tzemach Tzedek, the Azli Lishitosayu Beoifen HaGeula, that the Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, go according to their view, in the way that the Geula is going to take place. And that depends on the way the Geula takes place, depends on when it takes place, how the Geula is done, whether it's done through tshuva or it's done without tshuva, that depends when the redemption takes place. The Rabbi Lezer, what's the machlekes, the other machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Lezer, Svirulei, Rabbi Lezer holds, Im Yisroel oisin tshuva nigo olim. If they didn't do tshuva, they will be redeemed. The imlav, if they don't do tshuva, ain't gone, they're not going to be redeemed. Velochein svirulei, and that's why explains that Tzemach Tzedek holds Rabbi Elezer the betishrei asidim liigoyel, that they'll be in Tishrei, because you need on Tishrei ki oy goes hatshuva miskabelas b'yeser seis, because then during the month of Tishrei, tshuva is accepted with more force. And that's why, and since it takes place through tshuva, it's going to take place in Tishrei. The zeh she'agu'ula, the yitzias mitzrayim, hoiso b'nison, u'gu'ula ha'sidati b'tishrei. Now explains, why take did the first gu'ula, the Geula of Mitzrayim, take place in Nisan, because it didn't need Avodas Ha'odom, then it came in Maila. So that's why it was in Nisan, but the Geula Ha'asida comes through Avodas Ha'odom, and we need therefore in Tishrei, because it's Kabbalas Yosef. The Zeh Sha'Geula Di Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'isa B'Nisan. Why, according to Rabbi Lazar, why was the Geula of Yitzis Mitzrayim in Nisan? Ugula hasidati b'tishrehu, and the future redemption will be in Tishrei. The reason is, lifi shehem chalukim b'yifanim. There's a difference how the redemption takes place. Lagula di Yitzis Mitzrayim, hoiso alidei hagilum el maylo. The redemption of Yitzis Mitzrayim came through revelation from above. That's why it was in the month of Nisan, because Nisan is Milmailo. And you didn't need the special Zman of Tshuva of Tishrei for that. It came Milmailo, so we didn't need. So that's why it was in Nisan, because that's that becomes Milmailo. But since the future redemption comes through Tshuva, which is Avedosum Shel Yisrael, it involves the service, the work of the Yidden. B'lochein tiyah b'tishrei. That's why it'll be in Tishrei. That's how we explain Rabbi Lezer. And that's why, according to him, because he says, Yisrael ois in tshuva, that's why he says that the Geula Hasidah will be in Tishrei. V'zehu gam hatam, also, because we're saying that the first Nisan was Milmaila, and this comes when Avedis Sa'odom, this is also the reason, V'zehu gam hatam, al zeh sha'geula di Yitzias Mitzrayim, the geula of the exodus of Egypt, and also the redemptions that follow Yetzias Mitzrayim, hoiso geula sheyesh acharei golus. So while there was a redemption, but then it was followed by another golus, which is geula b'chinas nekeva. It is in a feminine, a language of feminine, that means that it is not a lasting, it's not a permanent, it's not a permanent geula. Ugula hasida tia geula nitzchis she'ein acharei golus, and the future redemption will be a redemption, an eternal redemption that has no golus, which over there we say b'chinas zohar. Over there we say zohar in a way of a male, masculine. Why is that nitzchis? Why is that masculine? And this is feminine, that has a golus that follows the geula. Is ki ish mazriya techila yeledes nekeva. Because the nekeva, the geula, loshen, nekeva, feminine, comes because ish mazriya techila, which means it comes milamailo. Ish is milamailo. When that is mazriya techila, brings the isarusa de leila, yeledes nekeva. It's not a sustainable, it's not a permanent, it's a Daiton Kalos, it goes, it stops. But Isha Mazras Tchilo, but if it starts from the Isha, this Rusa de Letato, Yelad de Zohar, then there is a male, then there is masculine, then there is permanence to it. So that's why in the future, when it'll be through tshuva, it's going to be through the avodah of isha mazras tchilo. It's going to be permanent. It's going to be zohar, and it's going to be forever, as opposed to the other ones that it came milmailo. That it came. That's why it didn't have a permanent, because a permanence, because it was ish mazriya kemil milo, and that's why it was a golus after that. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua Svirulei, he disagrees that it'll come through tshuva. He holds loy b'kesef tigo elu, loy b'tshuva ma'isim tovim. He says not with money to go elu, so interprets that it's not going to happen through maisim tovim, kesef here meaning maisim tovim, so it's not going to be tshuva loy b'tshuva maisim tovim, meaning the afilu ain oisin tshuva nigolim, even without tshuva there'll be nigol lachen svirulei. So that's why he holds the benison asidim likoil, that it's the niso, because nison is the milamailo. We said that ish mazriya, then it's in the cave, that it's not lasting. So how come there will be a permanence to the geula hasida, even though it comes milamailo? Lachen svirle de benison asidim likoil. Bezesha geula hasida tia geula nischa. So how will the future redemption be an eternal redemption, b'chinas zohar, in a way of a male, masculine, a permanence, av shegam gula ha'asido ti al vegil mil milo, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, even the future redemption comes through a revelation from above, who? So that is, ki ha'gilui de la'osid lovoi, hu memokim na'ilum oid, because the revelation of the future to come, the revelation that comes, that brings about Yisaruso de Le'ilo, that comes on its own, is from a very high place. Over there we say, Shegam kishe ish mazriya tchila. Even if the ish mazriya tchila, it's Yisaruso de Le'ilo, still Yeled Zochar. Normally we say Ish Mazriya Tchilo Yeled Nekeva, but there's a higher place, a Mokim Naila Ma'oid, that even though it's the Ish Mazriya Tchilo, it's still going to be a Zochar, it's going to be permanent. Kumeisha Kosuf, like the Pasuk says, Ulitziyen Ya'omar Ish V'Ish Yuladba. That even when there is an ish, the ish is mazriyat chila, is v'ish, you get a ish, yulad boy is born there, meaning permanence. And that is when v'hu yichayneneho elyon, when the Supreme prepares it, makes this, the mokim naila me'oit, the kasher hagilui, hu memokim naila me'oit, when the revelation comes from a very high place, which is the level v'hu yichayneneho elyon, Azai ish vi ish yulat. That you can have an ish yulat. The gam kshe ish mazriyat chilo, noilad ish zohar, also a zohar is given, permanence is given, even though it came from milo. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. So now, we have to reconcile why we find the halacha is like Rabbi Lozer when the world was created, but in the future the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that benisa nigalu benisa nasin aligot. Tzorich lo, the benigye yella oifen ha-ge'ula, the way the redemption will take place, kaim along ki Rabbi Lozer. We know the halacha is like Rabbi Lozer, who says that you have to do tshuva, and if you do tshuva, nigolim. That the Yidden will be redeemed through tshuva. So it means that we accept that the redemption comes through tshuva, through the work. And that's why it'll be permanence for that. Ubenigeil is man hagulo. But when is the time that the redemption will come? Muva bekama drushim. So it's brought down in many maimorim shebe medrash ichriya, that in the medrash he decided v'sosam kidas Rabbi Yeshua the benisma sinum ligoil, that it is going to be in Nisan in the future that they're going to be redeemed. So why do we rule like Rabbi Lezer Benegeya to the creation, to the way the Geula comes like Rabbi Elazar, but the time of the Geula, it would seem, before we connected the two, and we said that according to Rabbi Elazar, because it's through Teshuvah, that's why it takes place on Tishrei, because Tishrei is the time of Avodah, which is B'Esher Seis. So it would only be logical that if it's going to come through Shuvah, it would seem like it should come on the month of Tishrei. But yet, it is brought down in the Maimorim that it's going to be, the redemption is going to be in Nisan, when the Amshach is Milmaila. Yeshloimer Habir Bazeh, so we can say the explanation in this, Api Mashakosu Betanya, based on what it is written in the Tanya, that Shekol Agiluyim Dilosid Lovoit Luin Vemasenu Vavoidesenu Vemeshech Zman Hagolus, that all the revelations that take place in the future to come hinge on our action and our work during the time of Golus. That everything that takes place in the future hinges on the time of Golus. So, does this mean that this only goes according to Rabbi Lozer, that we have to do teshuva, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, that will come il mailo, it's not hinges on our Veda? So he says, the inyan zeh ube pashtus l'chol hadeyas. Really, this idea simply goes according to all opinion. We're not going to say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't depend on our work at all. We said before that according to Rabbi Yeshua comes Milmaila, comes Nisan, Elo shel das Rabbi Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, ze shal yidei maseinu v'avadiseinu bizman hagolus yumshuchu hagiluyim de l'osid lovei. The fact that it's our work and our service during Golus that we draw down the redemptive revelations of the future, who loy mitzad atzmon. It's not that these avoida have the koyach to be mamshich milumaylo. Elo lefisha b'maseinu v'avadiseinu bizman hagolus. But because in our actions and our service in time of Golus, yes, hakoyach dagilu milumaylo, because in it there is the power, there is a revelation above. So even though we're doing it, but how are we doing it? We're doing it because of the gilu milumaylo, as we'll see in the Kama Sifei. So now we can understand we need both of them. So now we can reconcile the two halachas. What are the two halachas? First of all, She'ein Yisrael Negol in Elo B'Tshuva, that the Yidden need tshuva in order to be redeemed, which would seem to push us towards the month of Tishrei. But together we're also saying that Shebenisan Asidin Legoy, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the redemption is going to be Milmailo. Kizeh She Yisrael Oisin Tshuva B'Soiv Goluson Umiyad Hein Nigolim. This that Yidden do tshuva, so which means it comes to the Srusu de Latata, and immediately the Rambam says, Miyad Hinigolim Hu, is also because that's the part that comes Milomailo. Because when the Yidden do tshuva at the end of the Golus, yes, Hakoyach de Hagilu Milomailo in Yanisim, there is, because there is the power of the revelation of above, the power, the idea of Nisan. So yes, it comes mitzad the avoida, but not the avoida itself is mamshich, but it's the, like Rabbi Yeshua explained in the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that how does he have the koyach in the Srusu de Latata is mitzad the hidden koyach of the Srusu de La'elo, which is the idea of Nisan. The Rebbe is going to go on now to explain this idea. So the Rebbe is now going to explain the idea that even though the Geula comes through the tshuva of a Yid, but there is the power of Nisan in his teshuva, as the Rebbe will explain now by Riches. Dalet. So for you, von zeh al pi ma di iso b'medrash, we can understand it based on what we find in the medrash. The medrash says that Moshe l'melech, the relationship when v'atoro she'otar loy imoy, that the Eibishter refers to the Jewish people as imoy, the crown that he was crowned by his mother. So the Medrash says that this is Moshe LeMelech. It is, for example, for a king who expressed his love for his daughters. So first, he starts off Leizoz Mechabevo. He did not move from making her dear and special. Ad Shekorabiti, he called her my daughter Chulu. Then he goes even further, Leizoz Mechabevo. He didn't move and continue to love her even more, Ad Shekora Achoisi, until he called her my sister. Leizoz Mechabevo Ad Shekora Imi. He didn't stop from holding her dear until he calls her my mother. So the Yidden were called, and the Medrash brings the Psukim for Biti and Achoisi, and until Batoro Shotrilo Imi calls him Imi. Umavuar Badrushim, so it's explained in the Maimorim, the Gimul in Yonim Elo. These three aspects of Biti, my daughter, Achoisi, my sister, Imi, my mother, Hem Keneged, they correspond to the Gimul Regolim, to the three Yomim Toivim, as we'll see, Pesach is Biti, and Shavuos is Achoisi, and Yom Kippur and Sukkot are the level of Imi. The Beitzias Mitzrayim, which is Pesach, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, which is the Yom Tov of Pesach, Sha'oz Hoyu Yisrael b'matziv da'orim ve'erya. The Yidden were in a condition that they were naked and they were bare. They had no mitzvahs and they had no zechusim v'agu'ula hoysa al-yidei ha'gilu mil-mailo. Redemption came through the revelation from above. Nigla aleihem melech malche amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chveidu ba'atzme u'go'olom. The king, the king's kings, Hashem by himself, revealed himself to them, and he redeemed them. Meaning, they didn't have a zechus on their own. They didn't deserve, they didn't work on that, but the Eibishter gave them milmailo, he revealed himself by himself in his honor, and he redeemed them. So because it comes milmailo, nikru b'shem biti, that's why we call them daughter. Why? Because the bas yibchenas mekabel, the daughter is a level of a recipient. She'ein loy mishel atzme klum, a person who is in the level of a bas means he has nothing of his own. V'urak mekabel zeh she'neistim loy milmailo, he only receives that which is given from above. That's the level of Pesach. Matan Torah, but when it comes to Matan Torah, which is Shavuos, over there is Nikru B'Shem Achoisi, called my sister, because through Torah, you become like a sister, you become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea Torah Nasim Achim V'Reim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah we become friends and brothers and friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is that through the Torah we become friends through Matan Torah Shavuos? Or bechlolus, so generally it is shal yidei haTorah nasim Yisrael chadim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Through Torah the Yidden become one with Hashem. Ki yidua bepirush haMaimer, as it's known, the interpretation of the saying that Yisrael oiraisa v'kutcha bricha kuluchat. Yidden, the Torah, and Hashem are one. So we explain it that the Yidden through the Torah connect with Hashem. Dal yidei she Yisrael heim chadim eiraisa, through the fact that the Yidden are one with the Torah. Al yidei ze heim nasim chadim kutshebrichu, that's the way they become one with Hashem. That's the level of achoisi. And that's the level of Matan Torah. By yidei hatshuva shalamailu mitorah, then we have tshuva which is higher than Torah. Nikra b'shem imi. Then they're called, with the name they're called imi. Shehei mashpim kavi yochel b'kodesh baruch hu. They sort of speak, they're the imi, they give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'meshe kosuf, like with the posik says, for imi it says, tse'enno ure'enno b'noi tziyoin b'melech shleimer. Go out and look, daughters of Tziyan, the king shleimer, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the crown that he was crowned by his mother, Yom Chasunose. So, when is this Yom Chasunose? It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down this psukim and explains that the Yom Chasunose is Yom HaKippurim. So we see that the Yom Kippur is associated with the wedding, which is associated with Tshuva. Dal Yidei Hatshuva the Yom HaKippurim, because through the tshuva of Yom Kippur, and especially Yom Kippur, well, the Yom HaKippurim Ushleimus HaTshuva, that's the wholesome tshuva. Materes Knesses Yisrael HaTorah LaKodesh Baruch Hu. That is how the Jewish people, the Knesses Yisrael, the gathering of Yidden, they crown Hashem with an HaTorah. So they're giving, that's the HaTorah, Sha'otra Le'imoy B'Yom Chavchsenosei through Yom Kippur. So what does it have to do with Sukkot? We're saying the three Yom Tovim. This is Tshuva, but this is Yom Kippur. But the Kivon Shagilu the Hatshuva VaKippur Yom Kippurim VeChag Sukkot. Since the revelation of the teshuva and the kapore that takes place and Yom Kippur comes out on the Yom Tov Sukkos. Lochein, and therefore, Iker ha'inyan di'imi hu b'sukkos. So therefore, the main idea of imi is on the sukkah. So that's why we have these three. We have the level of Bas where they have nothing, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, where they were Erim Ve'eriya. We have the level of Achoisi, which is by through Torah, which takes place on Shavuos. And we have the level of Imi, Mashpia, through the level of Teshuvah, which is a Yom Kippur. And that comes out Begilui on Sukkos. Mavur Ba'adrushim. So the Maimorim has explained, so it seems that Zeshe Geula HaSida Tiyah B'Nisan. This that we're saying that the future redemption will be Nisun. Afshe Nisun ubichinas biti. Even though we're saying now Nisun is the level of daughter. Lemato machoisi v'imi, lower than achoisi v'imi, lower than my sister, my mother. So how could that be in Nisun? Nisun is a lower level and the future redemption is supposed to be the highest level. Why would that be the level of biti? So the Maimorim explain Kamaila da Choisi v'ime Kshura imitziyusa shel ha'odom ha'eved. This that we have an advantage of my sister, my mother, that we're saying that is tied to the mitzius, to the entity, to the person who does the service as a person that is higher level. Shal yidei havoyde shaloi nase och la kodesh baruch hu. Through his service, he becomes a brother to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even more, he come imi, shu mashpia kav yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to speak, he's mashpia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all associated with the metzias of the person. V'lochein, al yidei ha'voidu d'achaysi v'imi hu magia. That's why. When he works in the level of Achoisi and Imi, he reaches Venasa Ach Ve'em, he becomes a brother and a mother. Rak L'dargas Ha'oir She'shayich Li'Hishtalshlus, only to the level of Oir, which is connected to Hishtalshlus Mitzias Ha'odom, the entity of the person, because that's where the person's entity, that is Hishtalshlus. In Hishtalshlus, that's Takya Achoisi and Imi are on a higher Madrega, and that's where the person reaches when his avodah is in a way of mitzias. But v'hamaylo di biti, but there is an advantage of biti she'ein loy mishel atzme klum v'urak makabel mil maylo. That's the maylo of biti when a person is in the level of bitl that he has nothing of his own and his own makabel maylo. He b'inyan abitl is in the level of bitl. But v'al yidei zeh. Taka through this level of bitl, not the mitzis, but bitl humagia ba'atzmus eirisof, he reaches even higher in the essence of eirisof, not in his talshlus, but in the essence of eirisof, because that's level of bitl, not the mitzis. Vezehu shebenisna sidin ligoyel, that's why they're going to be redeemed in Nisan. Because in the future redemption, is going to be the revelation of the essence of the Ein Sof. The Gilui Zehu Al Yedei Bitl. That revelation comes through Bitl. In that level, the level of Bas is the highest, the higher level. The Zeh Sheba Mashiach Ksiv. This is Zehu. This is why B'Mashiach says, Oni V'Reichav Al Chamoir. A poor Reichav Al-Chamoir. Oni Davke. Specifically Oni. B'Chinas Biti, the level of Biti that doesn't have on its own. And that is the level of Mashiach. Because that dafke reaches into the atzmos, which is higher than the shtauslus, and higher than mitzias ha'odom. Over there, the maila is bittel, the level of biti. So now in Nois Hei, the Rebbe explains that is takya, the reason why dafke bizman hagolus we bring about the revelation of Lossid Love, because the greatest sense of Bittl is Davke in Golus, in the struggles that we have in our Aveda in Golus. And that's why that leads to the Geula. Hey, B'yesh Leimar, so we can say, Shemahataimim al Zeh, שהגילויים דלעוסית לא ותלויים במעשינו ועבדיסינו בזמן הגולוס דווקא. That some of the reasons why the revelations of the future to come hinge on our actions, on our service, specifically in the time of the exile. The reason is who? Ki'inyan habitl hu be'iker b'ha'avoyda shebizman ha'golos. Because the main bitl, self-negation, is mainly in the avoyda that we do during the time of exile. כבבואר במוקם אחר, as explained elsewhere, the בהעבודה שבזמן הבייס, that during the service of a Yid in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the house stood, מכיוון שהויה עוז הסוגס אלוקוס, at that time they grasped godliness, ובלויסום לרגל, Gam Ria Belkus, and when they went up for the holiday, not only did they understand, but Yeroa, they actually saw godliness. So Hoison Yirgeshes Gam Mitziuse Shala Odom Hamasik Vaharoya. So then it was felt the existence, the person, he understands and he sees that was there. But ubizman hagolus, but in the time of the exile, befrat bedoro dikfasa the Mashiach, especially in the generation of the hills of Mashiach, ha'avoida hi bebitl. The service is with subjugation, self-negation. Loi mitzad mitziusa shel ha'odom. We're not doing it now in golus, in the ikfasa the Mashiach, because of the existence of the person. We don't do it for our own grasping or seeing, but we do it because of godliness. It's our bittul, negation of our mitzvahs. We do it for Hashem. How come? How do we have the koyach? We have shleimar da koyach sheyeshnei b'deiros elu lamed b'chol ha'nisyonis sheloi hoyu. Where do we get the power that in our generation to withstand all kinds of challenges and tests? It was not like this in the earlier generation. And we're talking about Koilel also including the test, Hanisoyin, Dal Yevesh Mipnei Amaligim, not to be ashamed from those who want to mock and make fun of you. That's a very great challenge, a test, to stand strong and not to be impacted, shamed because of those who want to make fun. Who? So where do we get the koyach to stand that? Kikshaodom oimed benisoyin al yidei shemagbira koyches shaloi. So if you attempt to stand by the challenge, by strengthening your powers, you're not going to be able to fully succeed since his powers are limited, measured and limited. So there is items that he does not have the ability to overcome them. So if you're going to fight with your koiches, strengthen your koiches, there are some things you won't be able to overcome. As opposed to in the generation of the hills of Mashiach, the service is in the level of bas, subjugation, which means you're getting it from above. Not because of this powers that he owns, that he has, but it is because of his self-effacement, negation before godliness. It's Hashem, not him. How they move on, so it's understood. Relative to godliness, there's no limitation. He can overcome also the nisoyin godl b'yoser. The level of bas gives him the power to overcome even the nisoyin godl b'yoser, because this is Hashem, it's not him. He is subject, not his mitzvahs. V'yesh loymar. And the Rebbe said, we can say, the inyan zeh, this idea that we're discussing now, that there is a maila in bas, a maila de bechinas bas shebizman hagolus, the advantage of the bas in zman hagolus, dafke, that brings out the geula, brings down the atzmus. Merumas bazeh shemevur bahadrushim, this is hinted in the fact that in these maimorim, it explained huvu leil, brought down before shegimul ha'inyonim debiti achoisi v'imei him keneged gimul regolim. We say these three matters, bita, chosiv, imid, correspond to the three holidays. So what do you see over there? Shehaseder b'gimul in yonim elu, ela, the order in these three matters, when you say bita, chosiv, imi, shebita ulamata ma chosiv, imi, over there, biti is lower than a chosiv, imi, they're in a higher madrega. Who, kamoi, Shehem Keneged Gimul Regolim. That's why it says that this corresponds to the three holidays, which is the Zman Habayis. In Zman Habayis Take, the level of Biti, then when the Avoida was Metzias, Biti was Take at the lowest level. Avo Bechinas Biti Shebizman HaGolus, but now that we're talking Biti Zman HaGolus, not the Gimul Regolim, that's what they, but Zman HaGolus Shuha Bitl, Shemitzad etzem haneshama, which is the bitl between the essence of neshama, eine v'chlal gimel inyonim elu. It's not included in these three aspects. V'ilamaylo mehem, and that's higher than them. It's a bitl which is dafke connected to the level of atzmus, and it's higher than achosi yonimi. Oizvav. So now, v'al pizeh yesh levayir hativuch d'shnei piske hadinim b'negei la geula. So now we can explain to reconcile the two rulings as it pertains to the geula. On one hand, we say she'ein yisrael negolim elo b'tshuva, that it needs to be tshuva, the geula comes through tshuva. And that seems to be associated with Tishrei, but we say Sheben Nisan Asidim Ligoil, that it comes in Nisan when it comes Mil Milo. So now that we're saying, we understand this is because Kizeh She Yisrael Oisin Tshuva B'Soiv Golusom. This that the Yidden do Tshuva in the end of Golus. And we say B'Soiv Golusom means when there is the lowest and the furthest level of Golus, Shabagolus, Atzma, Ikara, Helam, Vahester, Da Golus, who besoifa, the main obscurity, the main blocks of Golus at the end, so we're in the deepest Golus. So how do we do Teshuvah in this deep Golus? Who ba'ifan shenirgash bahem, it's in a way that it's felt in them. They're doing tshuva. It's not because of the entity, the form, the person doing tshuva. It's because the Torah promises that at the end of the Golus they'll do tshuva, which is Bechinas Nisan. So while they're doing tshuva, but it's not doing the tshuva because of themselves, they're doing it because of Tichat Torah, the level of Nisan Bas, She'ein Le Mishalatzmei Klum, who has nothing of their own, Vu Mekabel Mil Maila, and he receives it from above. Ay, V'hagam, Sha'atshuva Hu Beretzoynu B'Bechidosei. Although tshuva comes with his will and his choice, Ukilshein Harambam, as the Rambam says, the language is Seif Yisroel, Lasis Tshuva, they'll do Tshuva, meaning the Yidden doing it. It's not that Abishter is giving them something. We have to do Tshuva, which is Asiyav Avodah de Yisroel. That's the doing and the service of the Yidden. Udaloiki Seidus HaTshuva Aboya de Kruzim Shamil Milo. Sometimes there is an arousal for Tshuva that comes through the announcement of above, which the neshama hears, but here we need the person's lasis tshuva. But mikol mokoyim, asiyas hatshuva di Yisrael, and yet still this teshuva that the Yidden do, shebesoif hagolus, he loy mitzad hatzir sholahem mitzad atzmo. That's not because of their shaped way they are, elo mipnei shehavtochas hatoyra po'elos aleihem sheyasu tshuva. That is not on their own, not their own standing, were their state, were their place, but it's because the Torah's promise impacts them that they should do tshuva. They're doing the tshuva, but they're doing it because of the impact, the inspiration from the milmailo. V'yeshloimar, and say the zehu mash Yisrael oisin tshuva umiyad hein nigolim. So here we say they do tshuva and immediately they're redeemed because it comes from higher than ishtalshlus. It doesn't take time. The kasha rasiyis tshuva mitzad odom atzmi, when the tshuva is from the person himself. Tshuva matzav vitzir kozer sheshayich litshuva, that he's in a situation and he is in such a form that he's shaykh to tshuva. So it's still the person, agam shetshuva b'chlal b'oifin de diluk, even though tshuva generally, even if it comes from the person, it's in a way of a jump over, it's beyond the person's mitzias. Mikol moka yesh bo eza seder v'hadroga, yet there is still some sort of an order and step. The kivon sha'odom hu bugbol, since the person is limited, gam b'diluk shelo yesh seder. Also, in this jump, there is an order. First, it comes to the lower level of tshuva, to the higher level of tshuva, until he gets totally redeemed from the situation, the golus, the exile that he was before, the tshuva that he was in exile, so he's released. So, goes through different steps in tshuva itself. But the tshuva that happens before the geula, v'zeh sheYisrael loisin tshuva b'sef galuson umiyad hein nigolim. Over here said they do tshuva and they're immediately redeemed. Who lifi shatzias tshuva zu? Because that doing of tshuva hibayfun the bas. That's in a way of mekabel dor mitzad avtoches ha-toyra. That is the promise of Torah. Shabitl the bas magia b'matzmus oirinsof shalomaylam ishtauslus. This subjugation of bas reaches all the way to the essence of the inisof, which is higher than ishtauslus kenal sifhei. I said earlier sifhei. So that means there is no order. That's why the tshuva of bas is higher than any order or step. Even higher than the order of jump over, every tshuva is diluk, but here it's higher, it's the level of atzmus, and that's why miyad heinigolim. Udu ois zayin. So the Rebbe explained earlier in ois vav that the tshuva that yidn do at the end of golus, although it comes from the rotzin, the person chooses to do teshuvah, not teshuvah that comes from the announcement above or the way it was all milmailo by the Gulos Mitzrayim, but the teshuvah that yidn do in Golos, they do it through their asiya and avoida, but not because of their tziur, not because of themselves, but because the promise of Torah that soif Yisrael oisin tshuva, this impacts them, they should do tshuva, the level of bas, as the Rebbe explained. So the Rebbe explains now in Oizayin, v'hine ze shav tochas ha-Torah, poyeles al ha-odom. The fact that the Torah impacts the person, sheyase tshuva me'atzmai, that he should do tshuva on his own, so it's not just a hisoiris mil milo, but it impacts that the person himself should do tshuva. Hu chibur de nisan v'tishrei. So that is the connection of nisan and tishrei. The fact that he does me'atzmai is the level of tishrei, that it comes mil avoida sa'odom bisarusa deletato, but the fact that the person is doing it milamato, not mitzaditzir, but because the avtochas ha-toyro, that's the level of nisan. Dizeh shahat shuva shebesoif hagolus hishe Yisrael oisim tshuva bekoyach atzmom. this, that the tshuva that comes in the end of Golus, Yisrael Oisim Tshuva Miyadein Golim, is that they do tshuva with their own power, which is Milmato Lamailo, from below to above. This comes that the Yidden actually wanted tshuva from below, and it's not a tshuva just came Milmailo, like by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Nisan. No, but this is Tishrei, because this is comes Milmato. Udeloiki bi Yitzias Mitzrayim, in that aspect, it's not like by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shecheftzom shel Yisroel lotzis metumas Mitzrayim. Over there, the desire of the Yidden to get out of the Tumas Mitzrayim. Uledovka by Yisborech, and to connect to Hashem blessed. That came because of the revelation from above. Nigla aleihem by Yitzias Mitzrayim shalochem, and because it came from the above, it wasn't there avoda mitzad atzmo. So Yitziosu mitzrayim hoyo so ba'ifun. How did they go out mitzrayim? It was in a way. They had to run away because they couldn't. They themselves came el milo. And they must have go away, because otherwise they wouldn't leave. The Ra would be there. So it just came from above. So they had to run away. So therefore, but the fact that they're doing it on their own, that they want to go out of Tuhus Mitzrayim, who are Inyan Vahamayla de Tishrei. That's the aspect, that's the idea, that's the advantage of Tishrei. On the other hand, who gives them the desire to want to get out? The promise of the Torah, the fact that the tshuva that they're doing is because the Torah promised that they're going to do tshuva, and that's why we say it's going to be lemailo memedidu vagbolim miyad heinigolim shlocheni beifun the miyad heinigolim, that they get redeemed immediately in a level of tshuva that comes in a way of mesuder, in a way of normally milmato lemailo, you go through tshuva tato, tshuva ilo, the highest, the different madregas. Here is miyad inigolim. Lemailo meseder v'hadroga, beyond any order and any steps. Hu hamailo de nison. That's the advantage of nison. So these are two, nison and tishrei together. Ukemoshin is bayer le'il siv beis. So Hamayla de Nisan Lagabi Tishrihu. Over there we explain that what is the advantage of Nisan relative to Tishrei? Hushabi Nisan Huam Shochas Eir Habligvul, that you bring down the Eir Habligvul on Nisan. So now the question becomes, since it's Nisan and Tishrei, both aspects, one aspect of Nisan, one aspect of Tishrei, so how come they're going to be freed on Nisan? Maybe why not Tishrei? And the Rebbe is going to explain now, while it has both milas, but the ultimate intent of Tishrei that it should be Nisan, that, as the Rebbe will explain, so it comes out that Nisan is the ultimate kavona. We can answer, we can say, this, that the ruling is that Davke ben Nisan, they are destined to be redeemed. Although that in the tshuva, the end of Golus, shal yodei tove ha-geula, through which the Gula will come, yeshnom shnei ho-inyonim v'amailos, it exists there, both aspects and both advantages, both of Tishrei and the Nisan of the Tishrei. Who, so why is Zepes Taka, does it going to be on Nisan? Ki ha-koyach le-ha-chibur, the Tishrei v'Nisan, ba-voidos ha-odom hu. Because the power to connect Tishrei and Nisan in the service of the person, that he should be able to do bekoyach atzmoi through the haftochas hatoiro, who kitachlis hakavone babriya de Tishrei, that comes because ultimately the ultimate intent in the creation even of Tishrei. So even Tishrei Breishis Bara Shaoz Nivra Ha'olam B'Medidov Hagbolahu, then the world was created in a measured and a limited way. Who Bichdei Shal Yidei Ha'Avoda De Toiro Mitzvus, is in order that when you work and you serve Hashem with Torah mitzvahs, Yir Boy Hagilu De Nisa, there should be there the revelation of Nis, Nachoydesh Hazel Lochem. So within Tishrei limitation is that later on is revealed the Gilu of Nis, Nachoydesh Hazel Lochem. And that also fits in with the other aspect that the machshove, v'zehu shamachshove livra sa'olam, hoisav b'nisan. This is also that the thought to create the world was, we say, in Nisan. And the machshove, shamachshove, hi hakavone v'hatachlis shel ha'asiyo shel achre machshove. Machshove is the intent, the purpose, the goal of what takes place after the machshove. Kinal siv beis, as we said before in siv beis, that the machshove of Nisan came into fruition in Tishrei. That's the ultimate, that's the panimius, that's the goal. So what does it mean? Because the intention and the goal of creating Tishrei Meditav Agbolo, who sheyir by Hagilu the Nisan shelamaylam Agbolo, that there should be the revelation of Nisan that is higher than Agbolo. So in Agbolo, the intent is that it should go higher than Agbolo. But how are you going to get higher than Agbolo in Agbolo? So you have to first create the Agbolo. But in order the kavona to be fulfilled, that also in the limitation should be the revelation of bligvul. So the actual creation was was in a way that openly you could not feel the intent in the in the gvul. So you have to create gvul, and then the revelation in gvul should be the gilu bligvul. Since you don't sense in bria soilum the bligvul, that creates a mugbo. But through our work and our service, befrat bizman hagolus, especially in time of golus, mizgale, it's revealed shahapnimius. We revealed that the inner hakavone v'hatachlis da gvul shenivra betishrei. That what is the intent and the goal of the gvul that was created betishrei, who sheyir by gilu habig ligvul, that there should be the revelation of ligvul. So now we know is mezgalu shapnimis hakavona v'tachlis dagvul shenivra b'tishrei. That was usheyir by gilu habligvul. That is revealed now that there should be the bligvul in the gvul of Tishrei. V'zehu she'asiyas ha'tshuva she'b'seif ha'golus. And this is why the asiyas ha'tshuva that we do in the golus, which asiyas supulos ha'odom she'nivra b'tishrei gvul, he'b'oifen the bligvul nisot. Why, how is it that the doing of the tshuva and the end of golus that has both aspects, the person's asiyah, which is nivra b'tishrei gvul, and it's in a way of bligvul nisot, is called Yidei Maseinu Vavadiseinu, because it's through our service and action Mizgale Sheinyone Apnimi De Hagvul Shenivra B'Tishrei, that this reveals that what is the inner aspect of the Gvul that was created by Tishrei, who are B'ligvul the Nisan. So the Nisan is the ultimate that is revealed in the Gvul, the B'ligvul. V'zehu b'Nisan asidim l'goyel. This means Nisan, they're going to be redeemed. That's the revelation of the B'ligvul in the Gvul. Then it will be revealed that also the Gvul of Tishrei, Pnimi Usei, who are B'ligvul the Nisan, the inner is the B'ligvul of Nisan. So this is as far as Nisan v'Tishrei goes, the Avodas HaOdom, and that the Gula comes in Nisan, and Nisan reveals the Kavona and the Tachlis in the Gvul in Tishrei, and that means Nisan Asidin Ligoyel, that the Nisan will redeem, will reveal the hidden that is in Tishrei. But this is also now tied in to the other aspect of where the Torah begins with. That also, that the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem is the Pnimius, but it's the Pnimius that reveals that even Bereishis Bara, it starts with Bereishis Bara because that's the Gvul. But the Pnimius is a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. It starts with a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem because that's the Pnimius of Bereishis Bara, to be Megale in the Bereishis Bara, the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. V'zehu Omer Rav Yitzchok, and this is what Rav Yitzchok said, Lo Yitzorich Lahaschil Lesatoiro Elo Mahachodesh Hazeh Lochem. So we said before, it should start with Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, that it's taka true. The inyan zehu gam alibe the emes. This is actually according to the emes that the Torah starts from Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Kiniska leil betchilas ha-maimer, as mentioned earlier in the beginning of the maimer. Kizeh shat Torah maschelas bebreishis bora. The fact that in reality it begins with breishis bora. Af she inyan ha-Torah hu hamshochas vigilu oiren sof ha-bligvul shelamaylu mishaychus loylumos. But the aspect Torah itself, the idea of Torah, is to bring down the gilu eres of ha-bligvul that is higher than connection to the world. But if we want to bring down the eres sof higher than world and world, we have to create world first. We have to create the Tishrei. We have to create the breishis bara. Hu kakavona de Torah. The kavon of Torah lahamshich gilu inesof habligvul behagvul deolamis, to bring down the bligvul, not stop bligvul, but bligvul in the gvul of the deolamis. V'lochein, and therefore yesh betoyro gamah ha'agoda demaisa bereishis. That's why in the Torah we also have telling us the story of maisa bereishis that happened in creation. Bichdei lahamshich habligvul the Torah, in order to bring down the infinite part of Torah gam be'olam, also in the world, v'lasseis mimenu dirulo yizborech, and to make from the breishis, from the gvul, from the olam, to make it a dirulo yizborech, bring the bligvul. Elo shebichdei shegilui habligvul the Torah yir gam be'olam, in order that the revelation of Bligvul of Torah should be in the world, kemoishu b'metzias, as the world is an existence, mechutz la Torah kaviyachol, so to speak, outside of Torah, lochein prosach bebreishis. That's why he started with breishis. Shehahagode the ma'ase breishis, the story of ma'ase breishis, v'aderech zeh parshas shel achar zeh, and also the parshas that follow breishis, hulifnei parshas achodesh. So we start off with Pesach, with all the parshas, breishis, and all the parshas before Parshas HaChodesh, which is mitzvah rishonah shenitztava by Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah they were commanded, was HaChodesh HaZeh. Why did it start with that? Bichdei shal yidei limud ha-Torah v'kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that through the study of Torah, observance of mitzvahs, yegilui ha-bligvul de Torah, the revelation of the infinite of Torah, gam bechelik the ha'olam k'mo shehoyu lifnei kiyum ha-Torah mitzvahs, should be also in the part of the world as it was before the Torah mitzvahs. So you have to have a world before Torah mitzvahs. Bereishis bara likim till ha-Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. And then you bring it in ha-Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. V'kivon d'zeh she'posach b'bereishis ush b'chdei she'gilu ha-bligvul the Torah mitzvahs. So since the reason why we start b'bereishis is so that the gilu b'ligvul Torah mitzvahs, ha-chodesh zeh lochem, Yigamba in the Breshis should be also in Breshis Kimoshu Lifnei Parsha Chodesh, as it is before Parsha Chodesh, before Torah Mitzvahs. Nimtzo, it turns out, should be Pnimis Hoin Yonim, that in the inner matter of things, has Cholohi Bachodesh Hazelochem. It starts off with Achodesh Hazelochem, that is the beginning. Ki hapnimis the breishis lifnei parsha chodesh, because what's the inner of the breishis that comes before parsha chodesh? Achodesh alochem. That too is achodesh alochem. That's the purpose of the breishis, is the achodesh alochem. So in Ois Tes, the Rebbe will explain further. L'cheira in Ois Zayin Ches, the Rebbe explained the two aspects, both. In Avodas HaOdom, you have Tishrei and Nisan together. The goal of Tishrei, Breishis Bora, is in order for the tshuva to be in a way of Nisan, to reach the level of Lemailu, Magbola, Miyad, Hinigolim. And a similar concept is by Cholos HaToyra, that it begins with Breishis Bara, that really the goal of it is the Gilui of HaChodesh HaZelachem should be in the Breishis Bara. In Ois Tes, the Rebbe said the second aspect, that the Gilui of HaChodesh HaZeh, that it comes down in Breishis Bara. So the Rebbe says that this is even a greater level than the level of the Avodas HaOdom that brings the Bligvul. The second aspect, the Gilui of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem in the Breishis Bara is even on a higher level. And the Rebbe brings out that Briyas HaOlam is b'chofei be'elul. Let's look inside. Test. V'hine yodua the Briyas HaOlam b'chofei be'elul. So it was on the 25th day of Elul. Chofei is kof koi. Hoiso b'vchinas koi. There's the difference between the nevim that kol nevim is nabu b'koi. Koi yomar Hashem. It's koi such, but it's not exe. But when it comes, but when Adam Harishon was created, Echad b'Tishrei, Nase Gilui Elokus be'olam. So then, on Rosh Hashanah, there was Gilui Elokus be'olam, which is Bechina Zeh, the level of Zeh. Elo, but, Shagilu Shahoyo Al Yidei Adam Harishon, it was take a gilui bevchina zeh through Adam Rishon who be'ein areich la gilui the Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, there was much greater gilui in the zeh, the revelation. Al pizeh yesh loimar. So based on this, we can say that the zeh shachodesh loch hazeh lochem, who hapnimi is the breishis bara. We're saying that that's the aspect is the pnim breishis bara. Who naila yoiser mizeh, it's on a higher level than that we say shachuva de odom who boifon di bligvul, the person's tshuva is an oifon bligvul the leil siv zayin. Why? Ki achibur di bligvul ugvul al yidei shachuva de odom hilamaylo mehagabola. This connection of bligvul and gvul, through the fact that the tshuva of the Adam, the sarusa del tata, is the level is higher than Agbola, who gilu habligvul, the Torah mitzvahs beho ilom, kemoishi b'dar gazeh. That reveals the world as it is in the level of zeh, which is already a level of gilui. However, v'zeh shachodesh hazeh lochem, hu apnimi is the breishis boro, who gilui the abligvu the Torah mitzvahs ba'olam shenivra bechof hei be'eluk meishu bedarkas koi. It reveals the pnimius of Bereshis Bara, the bligvul in koi. It's either in ze or in koi. So the bligvul from the avodah so Odom is in the avodah of ze. That's avodah so Odom. Odom Arishen is ze. But the Torah is megale in the Bereshis Bara, because here we're talking about avodah so Odom. Odom is Rosh Hashanah. That's the sixth day of creation. That's the day of Zeh. So we're saying in that Zeh, you're Megala the Bligvul. But when the Torah, that is the Bereshis Bara, that's Chofei. That's earlier. That's before even the Zeh. So it's Megala in the Koi, in the Bereshis Bara, the Bligvul. So we can say the gilui ze yiye beiker behaguule shel acharei hatshuva desvev zman hagolus. This revelation mainly is going to be that even in the koi should be the bligvul, will mainly take place in the Geula, that after the tshuva of the end of the Zman HaGolus. Because the tshuva is the Odom. He's in tshuva, there Megalda the Bligvul in the Geula. But this will be Nizgala after the Geula, that even in the Bereshis Bara, there is that Chodesh. Through that revelation, the bligvul, which is in the dark of Zeh, the person Odom, so that immediately following that, agilui, the bligvul gam be'olam kamo yishu bedarkas koi, even as is in the level of koi. Ba'al yidei zeh, and that way, once it's going to be revealed, even in koi, tushlam hakavona didire betachtoinim, betachten shetacht lomad mena, that's going to fulfill the kavona didire betachtoinim in tachten lomad mena. The tshuva reveals the bligvul in the Gavul, in Avodah Sa'odom, and brings Miyad Hinigolim. And after the Geula, it's revealed that even in the Dargis Koi, that there is the level of Bligvul, and in Tachta Shein Tachta Lamati Menu. V'gam in Zeh Nichlal, B'zeh Shebenisan Asidim Ligoil. Also, this second aspect, that even in the Koi you sense the Bligvul, in Nichlal Bazeh Shebenisan Asidim Ligoil, is included when we say they're going to be redeemed in Nisan. Because Ligoil, we're talking about already the Geulah Shel Achrei HaTshuva. Nasidim Ligoil Koil HaGeulah Shel Achrei HaTshuva. So Benisan Asidim Ligoil, that will be revealed in the level of Koi. Shagam Hagilu Ba'olam Sheyiyeh Ba'Geulah. That also the revelation of the world that's going to take place through the Geula, the Hatsiyas HaTshuva, the Yisrael Lifneze, that also that revelation that's going to be through the Yidin's Tshuva that took place, Yiyeh Bebechinas Nisan, it's also going to be in a level of Nisan, which is Oir HaBligvul Shalamayla Meshaychas Loilomis, a level of Bligvul which is higher than connection to Loilomis. Bagilu Yiyeh Beifun, and it's going to be in such a way, this is going to be the pnimius of the world itself, of the koi, of the helem, is going to be the level of revelation, asidim legoil, the higher than hishtalshlus and shaychus to oilumus. Begul hamitzvah shleima de mashiach tzidkeinu.